Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson, it's Hump Day with Swanee and Friends. It's our bonus episode, round 11 of the AFL Premiership season. Yeah. And we're here to fill you with wisdom, give back to the people, as Dane is quite used to doing, with our insight into this round and some footy tips. Ralph and Dane, tough week this week, though.
Well, we don't even know if they'll be in front of crowds or anything. So we're just doing our best at 9 o'clock Wednesday morning. And if information changes, well, bad luck.
Too bad, so sad.
Listen, it'd be remiss of us not to look back to last week.
Pat ourselves on the back.
Exactly. I nearly rode the car.
Last week was a good week.
Marrera. Nearly did the Marrera. But I didn't miss much. I've seen them like watermelons.
That's it.
So, you know, can you believe I actually finished down for the weekend?
Yes.
How done?
Fuck knows how.
Yes, I can.
I've got to stop betting on camel racing and fucking turpentine and the UFC and the NBA putting same game multis and fucking this and that and everything, Premier League and this.
Norwegian wife carrying, is that what you're talking about?
Exactly. Fucking midget tossing and all this kind of thing.
Hey.
Mate, I finished down for the weekend, but I got back a bit with Essendon in the overs in the last game in the get out stakes. But what a week. Fuck, we had a good week. I don't know how this isn't a TV show yet or something. With the dynamic personalities we have here and how we're not on fucking the racing channel or fucking, I don't know, how we don't have our own YouTube channel. Maybe we should like put it on YouTube, like a film and stuff. Maybe next year. But
Well, the momentum's growing, let's face it.
Exactly. Well,
absolutely.
But Math Science will catch up with us one round. But we've batted over 500 every round since we've started. I'm sure of it.
Absolutely.
Well, this is the thing. I was feeling embarrassed given how well you were seeing them, and but I was batting 70%. I thought, well, that's all right.
Exactly. So
50 games.
Yeah, as long as you tip 5 out of 9, you're in front of the round. So that's all you need. We've only had like one or two multis up, but you know we're looking for value there. We're not.
Well, I got a $13 one up, which means you can get 12 wrong and still be in front.
Exactly.
11
exactly.
Wrong.
Exactly. And you get $10 horse. So. Mate, we're giving it, mate. The momentum is growing.
Speaking of which, I just want to get this out at the start. That Senior Tober that I've been talking about, this is the week, this Saturday, in the Queensland Derby. Each way, but it shouldn't miss a place. And there's wide barrier. I'm calling it an advantage.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. Really?
All right, let's go.
Can you text
that? Go
can you text that to me, Ralph? Because my brain doesn't work. I don't remember things. So text it to me and I'll get on.
Plan. All right. No, you don't fucking deserve it because you sacked us with your true. Horse.
Yep.
Yeah,
good point.
Oh,
exactly.
So mean. All right, well, let's get into the footy then. Round 11, game one is the Western Bulldogs taking on the Melbourne Demons. Your mob, Ralph, obviously fell short last week, but hopefully they can get up against the Bulldogs this week, who are paying $1.67. Melbourne are paying $2.23. The line is 6.5, and the over-unders is 166.5. Ralph, they're not favourites in this game.
Well, they're not, and I think that's market's got it pretty close because any decent look at this year would say the Bulldogs are the best side so far this year. I think it's good that Melbourne comes off that loss. There'll be a couple of little things that Tom Goodwin will be able to point out, and they were probably setting themselves for this week anyway. The interesting dynamic as of Wednesday morning is you would think whatever happens, there's going to be less crowds, whether there's zero crowds or 50% or whatever. There's no way there's going to be a packed house at the Marvel. And the more packed it would be, the more it would favour the Bulldogs, you would think, from that perspective. So either way, I think they're really going to score goals. It's just such a good side to watch. I'm talking through my heart with the D's, but it's about using some brain. So 166.5, I think, is a good over. They're going to score lots of goals and be a great game to watch.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with the over. Dogs, now listen, I might be making this up, but I think the Dogs average about 120 points a game at Etihad. Yeah. So that means if they say, and Melbourne have got a good defense, Melbourne have obviously got a fantastic defense. So if they only limit the Dogs to 100 points, tell me Melbourne ain't going to kick 10 themselves.
Yep.
So the over here is as good as a moral. But and I like the Dogs. Like how can you fucking back against them? They're absolutely tearing sides apart. With the minus, what did you say, 6.5?
6.5. Yep.
The Dogs line into the over once again at Marvel. They're absolutely flying. How you back against them would be the only reason if you're a Melbourne supporter or you hate the Dogs and don't like them. That would be the only reason. So the casual fan, Dogs in the over, thank you. And the Dogs is just about my best bet.
Oh, early on. Thank you.
Friday night, yeah, exactly. I haven't done a best bet on a Friday night, so I'm a bit nervous. But yeah, we'll kick the round off with a win, then put it all back over the weekend.
We'll move on to Saturday. The first game on Saturday is your mob, Dane, Collingwood, as you mentioned, taking on Geelong. So it'll be an interesting one for you on the Twitter sphere. Geelong are paying $1.25. Their favourites against Collingwood's $4. The line and a half is 20. The line is 24.5, and the over-unders is 153.5. Dane, can you see your mob getting up?
It'd take an almighty effort. So the short answer is no, I can't. I won't be tipping them in my footy tipping because I'm coming second. So I actually need to. So I want to win because there's a bit of money on the line. But I think they can keep it close though. Geelong can fall back in the just chipping around and not kicking big scores on the MCG. Is this on the MCG?
It is.
Yeah, it is.
I'm just going with crowds because I don't want to fucking twist my brain or pretzel if I start thinking about no crowds and stuff like that because my brain can't compute that stuff. So I'm going to take the Pies at the line with not much confidence. But I think if they can hold Port, if they can be in front of Port for 3.5 quarters, I think they can keep the Geelong line close. And I don't mind the unders because if I have a spec on the unders.
Ralph.
I like using sort of rhythms, if you like. And I've got this from following racing. See, in racing, you can space a horse's run every 2 or 3 weeks and they peak and, you know, that's what trainers do. In footy, you can't do that. You have to back up week after week and that's what makes obviously good sides great and bad sides not very good. So to me, Collingwood, since being horrendous against the Suns, have been, you know, they beat North, they were gallant against Sydney and Port, whereas Geelong, after smashing Richmond, have had sort of two flat wins, if you call it, so St Kilda and the Suns. Their last MCG game, they beat Richmond by 63 points. I reckon they're ready to go back and explode, whereas Collingwood, as a bottom side, has just given it everything and they're probably due for another stinker again. So I really like Geelong at the over, 24.5.
Wow. Well, we'll move on to the next game. Yeah.
It's a very good argument. I'm inclined to change my pick, but I won't.
I know. I was taken back after that one. I was intently listening there, Ralph. Thank you for your insight. We'll move on to the next game, however, where Brisbane are taking on Greater Western Sydney. Brisbane at home are favourites of $1.22. Greater Western Sydney, $4.30. The line is 27.5 and the over-unders, Dane, is 168.5.
My go?
Yeah.
How do you back against Brisbane up there? They're absolutely flying. GWS, obviously one on the weekend. No Toby Green. Brisbane up there are about as good a bet in the AFL as you can get at the minute. I'm not sure what the weather's going to be like, but I think they cover the 5 goals.
I want to bring in a rule that we did last week that we got wrong. We didn't get many wrong, but we got this wrong. The first week a champion goes out, the side can lift. And we fell for that. So with Toby Green. So the Giants lifted. Now they're probably going to flatten. But what they have done, now, there's the past 4 weeks. Brisbane, 93, 95, 124, 102. Past 4 weeks, GWS, 106, 107, 83, 93. So they're two big scoring sides. 167.5. They only have to average 80 points each, and you're there. So 82 points each. So yeah, overs is the bet for me.
Yep.
And you're saying Brisbane is at the line.
I said, actually, I did some notes for 2 minutes ago. I wrote Briz and over. So, yeah, I actually had that.
Did you?
Oh, no, that's in me multi. Sorry. That's in me multi, yeah. But, yeah, it's going in me multi. Brisbane into the over.
Well, we'll move on to the next one. St Kilda hosting North Melbourne. The Saints are paying $1.23 against North Melbourne's $4.20. The line is 27.5 and the over-unders is 171.5. Ralph. We mentioned during the week that St Kilda were rubbish, but they're up against North Melbourne.
What a blockbuster this is! This is the resistible force versus the movable object. So 171.5. That's a big line.
Huge.
For last 3 weeks, St Kilda 63-43-33, North 76-87-69. So these two sides have to average 85 points each to cover the line. More than that. So they won't. So unders is the bet for mine.
Very solid argument, Ralph. I don't mind it. I'm taking, and a bit like that, I don't think St Kilda can kick a big enough score to beat North by 5 goals. So I'm taking North at the line here. This is going to be an ordinary game, but they got to play them, don't they? Yeah, exactly. They got to play them. But yeah, I think North are doing. Got to have it on the weekend. Yeah, St Kilda haven't given me any reason to think they beat anyone by 5 goals. So, yeah, I'm taking North out of the line.
Well, we move into Saturday evening where West Coast are hosting Essendon. West Coast are paying $1.23, Essendon $4.20. The line for the game, Ralph, is 25.5 and the over-unders is 144.5.
Well, they're just going to be a big scoring game, isn't it? That's sort of the way I'm looking at it. So I think covering the line of these two sides, it's over at Perth. Who knows if there's going to be a crowd. We're assuming they will be. But no, I like the overs. What's the over line number again there, Sam?
144.5.
Oh,
no, sorry. I've just pulled myself up there. Sorry. No bet game. There is 100% chance of rain. There's a flood expected. So under uncertainty, I'm just staying out. So I know that's against your religion, Swanee, so it's a no-bet game for me.
Well, I'm lucky I usually ask for the weather.
Only game that should be affected.
West Coast, I cannot trust them anywhere else but here. I'm making a rule. I refuse to back them at the line anywhere else. They are putrid anywhere else apart from Subiaco or whatever their ground's called.
Optus.
So, but they are very, very good at home. I'm taking West Coast at the line. I haven't looked at the weather, but
horrendous.
Torrential.
West Coast at the line.
Yep.
West Coast at the line. Well, the next game, Saturday night, Gold Coast are hosting Hawthorn. Gold Coast are $1.40. The Hawks, $2.96. The line is 15.5 and the over-unders is 152.5. I believe you said that these guys were the next North Hawthorn. Is that correct, Dane? Do you stand by that this week?
Well, this is what a game this is. The Hawthorn versus the Gold Coast. This is a coin flip if you're backing him at the line. I'm inclined to take, I'm going to take the Gold Coast at the line.
Wow.
Yep.
There it is.
Yeah. I've got the Hawthorn line written down here, but I think the Gold Coast, and like I've said, Hawthorn and the New North, until they prove to me that they're not, I will not be backing them. So I'm sticking with my gut.
Fair enough, Ralph.
Well, Hawthorn come off losses to North Melbourne and Carlton, and Suns come off losses to the Lions and Geelong. So I think that if we're just going on logic, it doesn't always happen, but you got to keep on logic to be onside in the long run. So Lions at the line, very nice bet.
Did you say Lions at the line?
The Suns.
The Suns at the line. for you as well. Sunday, footy. Richmond are hosting Adelaide. Richmond are $1.20. Adelaide, $4.60. The line for the game is 29.5 and the over-unders is 166.5. As you mentioned in our other podcast, Ralph, Adelaide just beat your mob, Melbourne. That hasn't looked to affect the market too much, but they're up against Richmond. How do you see this one playing out?
Again, I'm calling this a no bet only because Richmond got all these really good players back. But just that first week of cohesion after Adelaide played really well against Melbourne, Texas back, they're scoring. So you have to take 5 goals for the Tigers. Look, they might smash them, but to me it's a no confidence, so I'm staying out of this one.
Dane.
Listen, as your average punter here who has to bet in every game, Shay Bolton's written a heartfelt apology. He means it. He's coming back. The Tigers are going to live for him. Tigers at the line. I think Adelaide only play well over there in front of their fans where that is a proper home ground advantage, I think. Coming over the MCG, I think they're going to get shellacked.
Technical term there, shellacked. Nice. Yeah, moving on. Yeah, Sunday afternoon, Sydney hosting Carlton. Sydney are $1.45, Carlton $2.77. The line is 15.5. And the over-unders is 167.5. It's home game for Sydney, Dane.
Yes, yeah, so it is. So I'm going to take – I like Carlton at the line here. I think they are good enough to cover the – was it 15 and a half, you say?
Yep.
Yep, I like they're starting to build some momentum, Carlton, as much as it pains me to say as a Collingwood man, and I love giving the Carlton supporters some stick when it's due, but – I think they're going all right. And Sydney are obviously pretty good, but I think Carlton keep it close.
All right. I'm saying it's going to be an over for this reason. Carlton, after take away Hawthorn, that are no good last week, their previous 5 scores against them, this is against them, even though they're going okay, 96, 103, 107, 107, 94. So they can't really defend against sides with ability. Sydney have ability, but Carlton have ability. So covering the line of 167.5 as an over, I like that idea of it being lots of goals being scored, even though that's unusual for a Sydney game.
Thank you very much for that one, Ralph. For some reason, I've been paying lots of attention to you, so I didn't quite hear what you said. That was Carlton at the Carlton game.
No, overs.
Overs. Right. Me. Yep. Dane's got Carlton at the line. The next game and the final game for this round is Port Adelaide hosting Fremantle. Dane is obviously a favourite amongst the Port Adelaide fans, so I'm sure he'll be up and about watching this game. They are favourites at $1.21, Fremantle $4.45. The line is 27.5, and the over-unders, Dane, is 155.5.
Well, this is obviously get out stakes if you've had a bad day, and we haven't had a bad week this year, so... if we do happen to have a bad one, you get out stakes. We obviously have to have a bet in it. I think Paul would be pretty – they would have had some hard words spoken to him by Kenny during the week. They were pretty ordinary against the Pies. You know, Collingwood were forced to play at their level, play down at their level. So I think they come out, the Port, and absolutely smack the Dockers. Dogs had a big win with my best bet, obviously. Never looked like losing.
What a game.
never looked like losing. But, I think Port flog the Dockers in those get-out stakes.
Yep, snap. Port overs.
Port overs for Ralph. Just to clarify one thing, Ralph, what was your bet in the Geelong game?
In the what? Which game?
The Geelong game, Geelong Pies.
Geelong at the line.
Line, thank you very much.
All right, now.
So your best bet, Dane, was the first one?
My best bet is the Dogs. The Dogs into the over. Just took Dogs just to win into the over.
Wonderful.
My best bet's Geelong at the line.
Wonderful.
And what's your multi, Ralph?
My multi is Geelong at the line, the Suns at the line, St Kilda and Kangaroos at the unders, and Sydney and Carlton at the overs, $12.75.
Ooh, big one.
My multi, give everyone a second to write that down. 1, 2, 3, yep. Righto, my multi is the Dogs to win into the over, Brisbane to win into the over, and then West Coast, Richmond, and Port to win, just to win. That should actually give you fucking $8-$9 somewhere.
Wonderful.
And just to clarify, that both the Dogs and Brisbane aren't at the line, it's just a win only.
Yeah, just win
in
only.
Multi. Yep.
Fabulous.
Well,
thanks once again for your insight, lads. That's right. If you are having a flutter, whether you're doing it like Dane, doing it like Ralph, or doing it like me, please do so responsibly.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.